Want to know what you thought has allowed Chandler to have such a special game like he did last week and a special season?
Bob, you know, I just saw a lot of hard work paying off. He's a guy that's made a ton of strides on and off the court, you know, as a player and as a person. And, you know, the accumulation of all his hard work, of all his sacrifices, and a little bit of that, you know, sounds like coach talk. But the time he spends working on himself and his game and, you know, caring about his teammates and the investments he's made, you know, those nights come from just an accumulation of all that work. Whether you go back to our time in Costa Rica, our time this summer, the time, you know, he's spending the night before the games, you know, shooting by himself in the gym. When all that adds up, you're able to have, you know, a stellar performance like that.
Now, you weren't here at the beginning of Chandler Hutchison's Boise State career. You kind of came in midway through. So your evaluation would be a pretty interesting one of the player that you saw when you first got here versus the player that he currently is now.
Yeah, that's a great, you know, kind of thing to think about, because I think as coaches and players, you know, you get wrapped up in this little bubble you live in. You kind of forget about the past. You forget about the future, and you live so much in the now, you forget about how much progress these guys have made. So what's actually funny, 2 weeks ago, he and I, you know, we spent a lot of time working together individually on his game and, you know, watch a lot of film as well. And so one of the edits we watch, and we study a lot of guys, like, you know, 2 weeks ago we watched Paul George and did some of his ball handling and footwork and balance stuff, and that's really helped Chandler. But a while back ago, we actually watched all of his three-point attempts from his freshman year, then his sophomore year, his junior year, and now his senior year, just to see, like, his body change, his stroke change, you know, how he shoots the ball. And literally, when we watched those first four or five clips of him as a freshman, he said, "Phil, turn it off. I can't watch it." He goes, "We're not doing this." And I'm like, "See, sit here and watch it," because he's cranking that ball up and throwing it. So to go back, you know, 4 years ago when I wasn't even here, and to see him as a gangly, skinny freshman, you know, cranking the ball up and trying to throw some threes in. And I know he banked two of them in, you know, last game, but for him to make seven, and, you know, also for him to want to turn off the, you know, the video from a while back ago, I think that shows how far he's come.
We're visiting with Boise State assistant coach Phil Beckner, talking a little bit about Chandler Hutchison. Now, let's fast forward to the end of last season to now. He was very good last year, but he looks even better this year. So as a guy that sees him all the time at practice, help us. Where is he actually better? What can he do now that he couldn't do last year?
That's a really good question, too. You know, he's really made strides, you know, with his balance and what I call his body ball movement, how he moves with the basketball in his hands, his ball handling and footwork. That's something, you know, maybe people don't, you know, appreciate as much or notice right away as much, but he's worked really, really hard to stay on balance, which allows him to change pace and change direction better. It allows him to, you know, be able to absorb those and one finishes he's starting to have, and how strong he's finishing at the rim. All that isn't just an accumulation of what he's doing at the rim. It's what he's doing on the way to the rim, how hard he's dribbling the ball, how great his footwork is, you know, how on balance he is. And then, you know, the other thing is just, you know, him shooting the basketball. That's something a lot of NBA guys wanted to see out of him. That's something he truly wanted to improve on as a player. And, you know, he's shooting an unbelievable percentage in conference right now from three. His free throw percentage is up. And, you know, he just has a different confidence and mindset in shooting the ball. But he's obviously a really, really special player. And what I tell him, and what, you know, a lot of these NBA guys ask about, or what, you know, fans ask about, or, you know, the media asks about, is, like, he's made all this improvement. And what's crazy is his upside is still tremendous. Like, these improvements that you guys are seeing, and that I'm, you know, that I'm seeing, and these things that, you know, like the ball handling and the shooting, is like, he could get so much better. And right now, for the next, you know, month and a half, 2 months of our season, I really think, you know, he's going to keep climbing and keep improving in even more areas.
Now, a lot of different players have work ethic. A lot of different players have physical tools. Why is it him that has made this drastic improvement? Why him? What has he done?
You know what it is. He's just simply made a choice to do it. I've been, you know, fortunate to work with some really, really good players, and whether it's top NBA level guys, you know, top college guys. There's a lot of guys that have a great work ethic or a great mindset, and there's also different coaches and different programs that define work ethic and dedication in different ways. So, you know, we have a really high culture and a really high standard at Boise State. So we want to say that our work ethic is a lot higher and a lot more demanding than other programs. Where some places, man, you might be a hard worker there, but you come to Boise State, you're only an average worker. And but going back to Chandler, this makes him so special, and it's why I'm so proud of him as a kid. He made the choice to do it, and a lot of kids won't do that. Sometimes they want to work. Sometimes they don't want to work. But at the end of the day, he made a choice. He said, I'm going to work. I'm going to make sacrifices on and off the court to give myself the best chance to be successful as a person and as a player. And whenever there's a made-up mind, you know, I don't care what profession you're in, whenever you make up your mind to do something and you make that choice, there's not a lot of people that are going to stop you. And that's the biggest thing he deserves credit for. It wasn't Leon Rice making him do it, Bill Beckner making him do it. It was him saying, you know what, I'm going to get this done. I want to be a player. I want to be a great leader. And when he made the choice to do it, you know, he just really started excelling and taking off.
Bob Beeler, Chris Lewis here on Idaho Sports Talk, joined by Boise State assistant coach Phil Beckner. Broncos at 5-1 in the conference, 15-3 overall. And coach, let's go to the team now for a second. You guys have been much better defensively. You talk about making a choice. You guys have made a choice to go zone quite a bit this year. What did you guys see in that? Why has this team been able to do it? Because last few years haven't played a whole lot of zone.
Yeah, our defensive coordinators, you know, Coach Burns and Coach Acker have done an unbelievable job with our preparation and, you know, scouting teams for zone and getting us organized for zone every single time. I mean, those guys have been unbelievable this year, getting us organized and getting us ready. But, you know, Bob, I think, and you've, you know, been around a lot of college basketball games, like it fits us this year. Last year, it just didn't fit us as well. We have some, you know, high IQ basketball players out there that understand how to do things. And it also fits how, you know, how we're preparing for the opponent. So sometimes it fits playing, you know, Utah State a whole bunch of zone. Sometimes it fits not playing them a whole bunch of zone. And for us, I don't know if it's luck or, you know, pure chance, but some of these teams, zone has been good against them. We look out there and we could identify the personnel and the characteristics that we want to attack with our zone defense, and it's been very, very effective for us. And I think when you combine that with really, really solid man-to-man principles, and, you know, we've always been pretty good man-to-man defensively, it just gives you an extra element that a lot of teams in the country don't have. And right now, we're lucky enough to be reaping the benefits of that element because we're forcing teams to shoot a little bit further out. It's saving our guys rest. You know, sometimes they don't have to just completely guard man-to-man the entire time. And then it's keeping us out of foul trouble. And you and I both know whenever you're out of foul trouble, your best players get to play longer. So that's translating for us on both ends.
Now, you're somebody who has certainly a pulse on the rest of college basketball, too. And, like, even just watching on TV on any given weekday, it seems like a lot more teams within college basketball are playing zone to the point where, like, Duke and Coach K was known for man-to-man throughout all these years. All of a sudden, Duke is one of these teams that are out here playing zone. Why do you think it has kind of taken off that way in college basketball?
Man, you shouldn't get me started on that question because I'm a basketball junkie, and now we could sit on the phone here for about an hour talking about here's why I think. Because the game of basketball has changed so much over the years. Every kid wants to dribble, dribble, dribble. They play 30 to 50 AAU games, you know, in the summertime, and kids aren't growing up and going to basketball camps and learning how to shoot the basketball. They're not spending times in their old high school gym or with their high school coaches or in a rec center where they're just going and making 200-300 shots a day. Instead, they play three games in a day. And if you play three games in a day, if you're a good player, maybe you get 30 shots up in those games. Where back in the day, you used to just, you know, kind of go through stuff and maybe have a couple games in the summer and you're just shooting, shooting, shooting in the gym. Skill work, skill work, skill work. Or basketball camp, basketball camp, basketball camp. And at the end of the day, you look at it, and it's becoming prevalent somewhat in the NBA too. Like, there's just not a lot of guys who could shoot the basketball anymore. So that's why I think you hit it on the head, from Duke to Boise State to whoever. There's just not as many shooters out there. And I think that's just changed because of the culture of basketball has changed in America. And I know I'm going deep on that one, but it seems to be pretty evident right now.